A broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Appleton Area Health, Canby Chamber of Commerce, Canby Drug and Gifts, CCM Health of Montevideo, Celtic Insurance, Carly Bothan, Cliff Buseman Trucking, Gary, South Dakota, the Cut Loose Tavern of Porter, Co-op Credit Union, Montevideo and Canby, Dawson Chamber of Commerce, Doug Service and Marine, Edward Jones, Shelley Bednar, Montevideo, Evenson Electronics of Holloway, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Billcrest Fertilizer, Fiesta City Liquor of Montevideo, FM Bank of Granite Falls, and Grace Haven Assisted Living in Madison.
All right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Yellow Medicine County Fair, day one here of the fair, day two, maybe. Hey, we're broadcasting live from our Q92 booth here in the commercial building, and boy, I just walked the fairgrounds. It's going to be an amazing fair, as it always is every year. And visiting with us now, right now, is a couple of fair board members, Crystal Fubson and Judy Long. Thanks for doing radio with me, girls.
You betcha.
Can I call you girls?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Call us whatever you want.
Well, hey, exciting time for you guys. You guys worked on this year-round, and here we are.
Yeah. It's been a long, really great this year. A couple years ago, we recruited about 8-9 new fair board members. Mm-hmm. Just amazing. And I've been on the board. This is my fourth year.
Okay.
I got recruited in, so it's been exciting. Yeah. Yeah, very exciting.
And how about you, Crystal? How many years have you been on the fair?
This is my second year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So does everybody have the responsibilities on the fair board, or they give you certain duties to do?
Yeah, we have little, like, committees on the side, so we kind of all gather and knock out certain things.
Okay, good. All right, let's talk about the fair. You got a lot of activities.
Yeah.
Before we start, I just walked the fairgrounds, like I said, and the inflatables, I mean, there's, like, triple what you had last year. It is absolutely amazing. I was walking around, my mouth hanging open. This is unbelievable how many huge inflatables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're pretty excited about it this year. A lot of them are new. We kind of want to hit that teenage demographic, younger adults, and just a lot more for the kids.
Yeah, a lot of water inflatables. You know, if I'd have brought my swimsuit, I'd have been in there.
Next year.
I don't know if I could climb to the top, though, but we'll see.
You don't know until you try.
That's right. A lot of kids really enjoy it. There's a lot of kids out on the midway there already just having a great time.
Today's our free bouncing day, sponsored by
Pedal Polar.
So it's free for the kids today, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, it'll be good. Weather's perfect.
Yep.
Go till nine.
Nine tonight.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening, plenty of time to drive over to Canby, bring the swimsuit and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
What else we got going on, Crystal?
Oh, well, right now I think we got the goat show happening, and there's activities in the activity hall, I think, almost every hour?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, watermelon eating contest is happening later today.
Okay.
We got Kayla Daniels coming, 5 o'clock.
Kayla Daniels is going to be here in the Q92 booth, and we'll be interviewing Kayla. So it'll be fun. I've never met Kayla. I've heard a lot about her, but I've never met her. So where's she going to be playing at?
In the pavilion building on the stage.
Okay.
And we got all new seating that we got a couple years ago or last year for a sponsor, or we went through and got some grant money, and we bought all new seating. And
chairs, you mean?
Chairs. Yep.
Oh, sweet.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Update.
Yeah, so when's Kayla take the stage?
5 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
Till 7.
And that's free. That's free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
We also have a band coming tonight. What time is it?
No, I don't think tonight. We've got the races tonight.
No, but we do have the races, and I would love to talk about the races.
You go ahead.
Grown up with races my whole life. I actually, when I was young, me and my dad would come here with my cousin and her dad, and we'd work the races here. Then my sister and brother-in-law opened it back up and ran, Jennifer and Jason Long.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
that's a racing name.
Yeah. And my husband, of course, raced, and now my son races. And my son is on the fair board, too.
Okay.
And he'll be racing tonight and really helps with the races. And come on down. They're fun.
So
and
a renegade.
That's what this was named many years
ago.
Yeah.
That starts at 7 o'clock then?
7 o'clock. Our gates open at 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's concessions?
Yep, we have concessions in the grandstand.
Okay,
so.
Good.
Yeah.
So that's tonight. Just touch on some activities Friday and Saturday and some of the bigger ones.
Let's see, Friday, tomorrow morning, we've got FFA tractor driving demo. We've got, you know, your horse or your rabbit, poultry, and beef shows happening. We have
cattlemen's suppers tomorrow night. That
yeah.
is always amazing.
Yep, that yep. is really good.
I'll be there for that.
Yeah. Free root beer float. That starts at 5, I think, tomorrow.
Yep. MBTV Wireless. Bam.
Yeah, yep. great. I don't know. There's so much.
Yeah.
We got free music. The Broken Oak
okay.
Country Band.
Yeah.
Coming 30.
Yep,
okay.
yep. And then bull riding. That's tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Are you guys
band.
In that?
No.
No.
They didn't want us in it, I guess.
No. We could be a clown and distract them.
We're a clown in the office.
Yeah.
I noticed how much fun you guys are having
yeah.
there in the office.
Yeah, we got a good team.
Hated to break up your party and ask if anybody wanted to be on the radio with you. How about Saturday?
Saturday's
big Baja race.
Yeah, yep.
Those are huge. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then every night at 4 o'clock until everything's done, there is the beer garden.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And, you know.
That's popular.
Yeah.
Very popular. If you want to come and listen to some music
okay.
and have some fun, come over to Beer Garden, too.
Yeah.
I should mention, as I was walking around, too, I noticed a lot of food trucks here.
Yes.
There's a lot of food, so you don't have to worry about going away hungry.
No. If you leave hungry, there's a problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else before we wrap it up here?
I don't think so.
All right. Speaking of food. What's your favorite fair food? Who are we going to start with, Crystal?
I don't know. I like food. How do you pick a favorite, you know?
Yeah. Well, I got a favorite fair food, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's yours?
A good corn dog.
Great.
Or a beef commercial at any of the church stands.
Yes, I love those.
Yep.
Yeah. Can't disagree.
How about you, Judy? What's your favorite fair food?
That's tough, too, but mainly it's Coors Light.
Coors Light.
Especially after working all day, a nice cold beer always.
I've been broadcasting from the county fairs for many, many years, and nobody ever said Coors Light. You're the first.
There's the first for everything.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
I love that, Judy. Awesome. Well, you enjoy your Coors Light then, okay? What do you like about serving on the fair board?
I like it. I mean, it's a lot of work, but we all make it fun, and it seems like when someone needs something, we have a WhatsApp, and everybody just jumps in and helps each other out at all
yeah.
times. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Great group.
We really do have a good group.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
But we're always taking new members. If anybody wants to come hang out with us clowns.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do a great job.
Thanks.
And, appreciate you going on the radio with
you
me.
Yeah, thanks for
having
us.
Have a great fair, okay?
Great show,
wow.
yeah.
All right, that's Crystal Thompson and Judy Long, part of the Yellow Medicine County Fair Board. Want to encourage people to stop by the commercial building, register for some prizes here that we have in the Q92 booth, Mall of America, Nickelodeon passes, some Grand Theater passes in Madison, and we'll probably give a few more things away. So.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
thank
ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Coming over.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
With that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio.
A broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Greater Community Credit Union Dawson, Heather Nursery and Floral, Hughes Real Estate, Independent Oil Company of Canby, Jim's Clothing, Fast Threads, Johnson Memorial Health Services in Dawson, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Midwest Bank of Dawson, MVTV Wireless, Olson Sanitation, Prairie Sunbank, Dawson Grain, R&T Manufacturing, and Midwest Rivers Insurance, Mitch Gerdes.